I'm sitting here with the cast and crew and director of what will be a performance that by the time you probably hear this, I hope you've not missed We Day, which is going to occur on the 1st of April, April Fool's Day. There must be a reason behind that as well. But I think we talked, Hans, last year as well on similar issues, so it's great to catch up with you again.
Thanks for having us.
And as you guys speak, I'm sure you'll introduce yourself for the first time that you do make an intervention so that the listeners can also get to know who you guys are. But to begin with, why are we doing this again, Hans? On Ground Views alone, just this year we've run with a few stories that suggest that violence against women isn't going away. There seems to be denial at the highest levels of our diplomatic corps that it is, is an issue. And we've run with that story as well.
Yes.
And I'll link to that here.
Yes.
There's been, by Royal Raymond, a very, very moving story about how she's coming out of a very abusive marriage.
Correct.
And how she's struggling to raise her son. There's also been another compelling story about the, and I use the word cautiously, the ordinary violence that women face by a writer who chose to be pseudonymous, for example, dropping her son off at school and just being groped, just waiting for him. So this doesn't seem to be going away. We've talked about it last year. We did a performance on the same issue at Barefoot last year. Why again, and what's changed,
well,
if anything?
Very simply, what's changed is that this time the stories are Sri Lankan stories. So, for example, last time we had stories that were predominantly based in America because that's where the writers came from. There was probably a piece in Africa. But last year, even as we were rehearsing these stories and even as we were producing it, we thought, you know, there is a disconnect here. And all these things mirror what is happening in Sri Lanka. So we really need to tell a Sri Lankan story also. Mm-hmm. So this year, that's what we thought. And yes, we've taken the V and we've put the Sinhala V, and that's part of it, of course. But when we were thinking about local stories, then we took a look at our experiences. Like, we go across this country, we do workshops, we meet young people, we meet women and girls, and they tell us what's happened. And we drew from all these experiences and we put together 7 or 8 scripts in English, in Sinhala, and also in Tamil. So it is very different from last year.
In terms of the performances aspects, what am I saying?
Yes.
But in terms of the issues that it addresses,
absolutely the same.
And why is that? I mean, don't you get sick and tired of reinventing oneself to express an issue that doesn't seem to be going away, huh?
Yeah, I think that's right. But we've got to keep going.
Yeah.
Because if they don't get it, then you have to find different ways to make them get it.
Mm.
So, I mean, this year we've put together a very different kind of cast from last time. We have Dominic's here with us.
Yeah.
Say hi, Dom.
Hi, guys.
So, Dominic's here with us. We have some people from India with us. We have Gayatri, who was there last year. Rujuta has flown down. She's doing a dance with one of our girls who works with us. We are also talking this year, Sanjana, not just about violence against women who are heterosexual, and also not just against women who are biologically women, if you know what I mean. So we want to address those issues also, you know. I mean, sexual identity, sexuality. Because when we talk about violence against women, sometimes we think violence against women is only against a girl or a woman.
Mm.
But there are special kinds of girls and there are special kinds of women.
Mm.
And we need to, when we're talking against violence against women and girls, include and be inclusive, you know. So those things are also different this year. And we have the freedom to do that because we wrote the script.
Yes. And as the cast and acting in this, I mean, how was it that the scripts are written? They were scripted during the rehearsals? I mean, is
scripts
it
written?
Scripts were written before.
Before. And what kind of scripts can we expect? Are they based on real life, real world examples? Are they hypothetical situations based on?
Every single one is based on real world examples.
Yep.
Every single one has elements of truth in them. Every single one. Yes, there is humor because you got to laugh.
Yeah.
But every single one is not, they're not made up. No. These are all real stories. Sadly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dom, what did you think?
No, I just think that what people need to understand is that, like we say in the play, sexuality is fluid and it's not black and white, and there isn't, you know, a right and a wrong, and there are different spectrum that we go through. And I think a lot of that is being addressed this Sunday when we perform, and it's great to see people of different lifestyles, different backgrounds all coming together to do this. I mean, from an actor's point of view, I've never done something like this, and it means a lot to me that I get to contribute to what I'd like to see as a cause, and let's hope that something is noticed and people take home a message. And I mean, that's all we can do as actors.
Before I move on, I mean, why engage with this project, Dominic?
You've never done it before. And
why this? Why now?
I've been stereotyped as a comedic actor.
No, really.
And it's not just me proving that I can act in things other than comedy, but it's also a really great piece.
Yeah.
And it means a lot that, I mean, I know personally people that have experienced violence against women, against men, against boys, all that kind of thing. And it's nice to know that, you know, as actors, just as regular people, instead of protesting and making fools of ourselves and getting nothing done, but do something different, you know, that that people can actually learn and see in a different point of view what actually goes on. And I think that's what's that what drew me to this in the first place.
And you're doing a dance number.
That's right.
And you come from India to do this.
That's right. That's mainly, again, like, as Hans was mentioning earlier, that the issue is something that people are in complete denial of, or women are asked to be, that it's normal. So accept it and get on with it. Don't talk about it. And that is really annoying. How can you not talk about it? How can you just kind of put it under the carpet? And I came on this project because this was just another way of expressing this. And if the message is not going across, we have to try different ways, and that's why I really came up.
Perhaps you're then the best person to ask, is this Sri Lankan, or is this more broadly South Asian? And maybe the related question to that is that, based on perhaps work you've done in India, comparing the two countries, are there any marked differences or disturbing similarities?
There's no difference. It's pretty much the same. Only thing is,
which
in
means
India,
what? It's bad.
It's bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
In India, the numbers are more.
Sure.
So you feel
scale,
like it's more.
Scale.
Yeah.
So you see that it's more talked about in the media, but I don't know what the situation.
I don't even think it's restricted to just Asia. I think it's universal.
Absolutely.
It's across the board,
absolutely.
And there seems to be this very removed attitude when people talk about violence against women. It's always seen as something that it'll never happen to me, it happened to my friend, it happened to her friend, it happened to someone else. This isn't something that I'll ever go through because I'm too smart, I'm too intelligent, I'm too educated, I have more money, I belong to a different class, this doesn't happen in our circles. And that makes it so much harder for women that do experience it to ever be able to talk about it and still feel good about themselves. They have to feel a little guilty, like, I must have done something.
There's campaigns on YouTube that a couple of us have seen that have no resemblance whatsoever to anything that's going on in Sri Lanka. One of the campaigns that stuck in my mind is this old gentleman on a bus against just basic sexual harassment. It's in Hindi. I don't know when it was actually broadcast, but it's on YouTube. The point is that we haven't had any comparable advertising campaign apart from one that was done a couple of years ago. I forget by which agency, that featured Jaya Dhanapal and the likes. But my question related to that is this. Given that also Hans mentioned it's a question of scale, the issues might be the same, but do you have more spaces in India to talk, to express, to debate, to flesh out, to discuss? Because in comparison to here, and also non-English spaces as well.
I feel comparatively, yes, but whatever is happening is on not, like, small organizations will come together and do something, just on small events here and there. But there's no kind of national or even advertising campaigns. It's quite recent, in the last two, three years, when kind of celebrities are coming on board and talking about it.
And it's very relative. I mean, in India, power isn't centralized. There are so many states and everybody gets a certain amount of freedom to do their own thing, which is probably why it can't be done here. But in that sense, there's a little more freedom. I mean, of course, you still have censorship. Of course, you still have only certain issues that you can talk about. Certain issues, even there, you won't be able to. But subtly in comparison. Mm.
Hans, I know that Vikalp has also spoken with you, and I'll link the video to this. Last year at Barefoot, it was, from recollection, almost all of it was English, yeah?
Every single piece
was English.
Yeah, because we are a part of that V-Day global...
That's right, that's so, the moment. So this was the Sri Lankan thing that you guys did here.
Yeah.
This time there's one Tamil and there's a couple of Sinhala.
There are about three Sinhala and there is a Tamil. And then that's four. Then there's the dance.
There's
five.
And
then we have three.
English.
We have three English pieces.
What, if any, differences, Hans, do you see when working in the different languages in dealing with these issues?
None. I didn't see anything, because these guys that we're working with, and a couple of them have actually got quite a strong theatre background. I mean, Kalidas, who is doing the Tamil piece, I mean, he teaches drama at the university in the East.
What? Eastern University.
Yeah, the Eastern University. Yeah. So he teaches drama. And he's a fantastic actor, and he's in Colombo right now for the... I think there's...
Colombo International Theatre Festival.
The Colombo International Theatre Festival. So he's fantastic. And it was so good to just see how natural he was, you know, and how he engaged with it. I mean, this Tamil piece, we had to sit down and he co-wrote this.
Mm.
You know, I would say this is the message we're trying to say. These things happen. Mm. And it took a couple of writings for him to get it, but he got it. And when he got it, it was fantastic. And he said to us, right, now I understand what you're trying to say here.
Mm.
Because his piece talks about how incest sometimes is ambiguous.
Mm.
You know, sometimes it's not just a father molesting a daughter or a brother raping his sister. Sometimes there are other things at play. So what we've done here, Sanjana, with all the pieces is we are not, barring one piece, which is quite funny, we are not setting up straw men to be knocked down, you know, because that would be pointless.
Mm.
What we're trying to do here is provoke people into actually thinking about this.
Mm.
It's a bit of a mind bleep, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
That's what we are going for, you know.
Mm.
And yes, you will laugh. Yes, you will have different kinds of emotions and you might even get a little offended.
Mm.
But that's okay.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. This is... let's talk a bit about Grassroots before we come back to the production.
Okay.
This is not all of what you do.
No.
And this is my question. It is that when compared to your smorgasbord of other projects and programs and initiatives, what difference does expressing these or exploring these issues through theatre bring?
Well, first of all, it's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a great time doing it. That's huge.
This is our office.
Okay.
Which the listener can't see, but it's eclectic.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two, it actually allows us an outlet for the frustrations that we face.
We mean the grassroots
team? The grassroots team.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When we go and we talk to people, like say we go to Bounia and we're having a chat and when we talk about incest and we talk about issues of virginity, and it's incredibly frustrating that this is where we still are, you know, and we've not moved on even scientifically. I mean, we're talking scientific stuff in terms of the hymen. You know, everybody thinks the hymen, for example, is this membrane that covers the entire vagina, you know, like the hymen imperforatus, which means that you can't even menstruate.
Mm.
So that's the idea that they have, you know. So, and you have all these different designs of the hymen, and when we show that to the girls, they're like, wow, you know. And the guys are like, this is a big problem. So what is the problem? How do we know now, sir, that our girl is going to be a virgin?
Yeah.
So I always switch it and I say, how do they know you are going to be a virgin? And then we start having discussions on issues of trust.
Mm.
And, you know, then we can get somewhere.
Mm. Mm.
And the guys also engage.
Mm.
But the immediate reaction is, oh, no.
Mm. And denial, well, let me correlate that to something that we do. And I want to ask Dominique and others as well. One of the issues that we cover quite a bit on Ground Views is on allegations of war crimes and the rights of the Tamil community, particularly not just during the war, but also post-war in light of the violence that is woefully underreported in the mainstream media. Now, the response is quite interesting. I mean, ground rules is a moderated space, most of the responses we get are all right, but some of the responses are not just border, but they are hate speech.
Yeah.
And the issue seems to be very interesting. I mean, there's cognitive neuroscience work done on this regard, that you genuinely can't accept a different reality to that which you believe in.
Mm.
And your ability to engage with something that's presented to you as an alternative reading or reality is not something that you can genuinely, cognitively engage with. So, Hans, I mean, in light of what you said, you know, in terms of our understanding of the hymen in scientific matters to the more socio-political, you know, sexual matters as well, individually, in this production, how do you think that the issues that you guys are going to raise and flag at the Warehouse Project are going to last beyond the hour or two of the performance? What hope, expectation do you have? Because everybody might come to this in their finery, as most people do, have a good time, eat short eats. I think that's sponsored. There are cupcakes sponsored as well. Have a cupcake and then go home.
Yeah.
So my question to you is quite simple. What, you know, in light of the denial that you are no strangers to, what, as I mean, I also want Dominique on this because, I mean, grassroots, the staff of grassroots will be dealing with this. But, you know, what hope do you guys have that people would take this beyond the performance space of the 1st of April?
Interesting. We can only hope, I think. I mean, I just hope people don't just come and have a good time, and like a lot of people in Colombo do. And I was thinking to myself, and I want to tell Hans as well, we should maybe try and take this out of Colombo as well and give people that have actual first-hand experience with a lot of these issues a chance to see our
But are you saying that people in Colombo don't have first-hand actual experience?
No, Hans, I'm just saying people in Colombo love to forget, you know? And they love to watch something and say, like Gayatri said, it'll never happen to me, you know, or to us. And, wow, that was a nice play. Let's go have some dinner.
And there is such a thing as being PC also. And I mean, it's good. It's it shows you in good light when you say, I'm fine with the gays. So
I have friends with...
I have lots of gay friends. So I must be a really tolerant person that knows all about fluid sexuality. You don't need to teach me anything. That attitude is there, and I think you have to allow for that. I mean, everybody's not going to come home and feel like being activists tomorrow and go out and, you know, argue about these things and make sure everyone's listening to them and start more discussions. But that's why we're going to do it every year. So at least once a year, they'll have to hear from us.
Yeah, as Hans said, like, even if, like, it's going to make people think. So even if one person is thinking about his or her actions and...
The reason we say that it's going to make people think is not because of the issue in itself, but the way we've presented the issue, Sanjana. Like I said, we've not presented it in its classic form.
These are not stereotypical men that are aggressive, that have issues, that have bad childhood experiences, and that's why become violent to women. These are good human beings that have friends, that have family that love them.
I mean, you actually, we hope, connect with some of these characters, despite what they do.
And I think they
you know? So it's not, what we're trying to say is, we're looking at the gray. We're looking at all those shades of gray between the black and white. I know that's a cliche, but that is what we're doing. So if you're feeling confused at the end of this production,
that's a good thing. Why then, and I'm sure there must be a good reason, on April Fool's?
Just trying to be a sensationalist, aren't you, Hans?
No. We first did it last year on April Fool's Day because it was a Saturday.
Okay.
We thought that was a good day. And then the more we thought about it, we thought, back to your point, who is going to care? Okay? But just because people don't care doesn't mean we don't do it. So if people turn around and call us fools... for trying to change the world, you're not. Okay, but if you want to call us fools, call us fools. But that is not going to stop us. We will continue to bring this to you. And we hope you continue to come and watch.
And to the charge then that you are doing something that is peripheral, unnecessary, going against cultural norms, the usual pushback.
Seriously, I mean,
the usual pushback that you would get.
Simple,
but serious question.
There's a lot of other things that are actually unnecessary that are
and
going
precisely.
On. I hardly think this would fall into that category.
Well,
no, but do we care?
You don't.
Yeah.
Do we care? We don't care. Now, see, Sanjana, that is one of the best things about being an independent outfit. and being able to take the calls and not worry about what our donor is thinking and our funder is thinking and agenda is and this agenda
on that
is,
score though you have know. Got funders ostensibly who are supportive of the work that you do
exactly
which is fantastic
exactly I
and
mean,
did you have to was it hard finding them?
Well, it's funny. I think Warehouse Project came on board very easily after we decided to move from Barefoot this year. Run FM and EFM, Times and Daily Mirror. I'd be lying if I didn't say the school we went to mattered, because there was an element there. but I think they understood. I mean, even those guys, they understand.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Rizwan, who helped us out at EFM and Run, he understands what...
I'm sorry, Hans, but I mean, I can do this because it's on ground news, and I respect the fact that you've got funding from Vijay, but last year, the Daily Mirror ran the most homophobic editorial imaginable.
Which we saw.
And not once.
Which we saw. Which we saw. You think we didn't see that? So what are you saying? Don't go to Daily Mirror.
No, I'm saying what kind of engagement do you have with the people that who sponsor your work?
We're hoping to build more engagement, especially with Vijay.
Okay.
We are, because we've spoken to Vijay about beyond just being a sponsor.
It's a broader question as well. I mean, how you encourage, how you involve sponsors
in your work. And another thing is with media, Sanjan, and you know this better than anyone else. When... For example, in HIV, this is a classic example. When you have HIV media workshops, who comes? Generally, some low-level journal will turn up, okay? Mm-hmm. And then we tell him how to speak and what words he can use, and don't say AIDS victim, say person living with HIV, and we train him up, and he might go back and write a really decent piece.
Yeah.
And then the sub-editor or whoever will come along and AIDS victim, put all those... headlines in. So unless we start talking to media house owners and editors, we're not going to get anywhere with these issues. So that's why this year we started talking to media house owners and thought, let's try and get them on board and then see what we can kick on and do from this, because it can't stop here.
Let's talk about the production itself. Hopefully, as I said, I hope you haven't missed this by the time you're listening to this. What can the audience expect at Warehouse? Are we going to see a stage? Are we going to see rows of chairs? People come, they look at what's on the stage, they clap, and they appreciate you? Or is it going to be something a bit different?
I don't know. I mean, there is going to be a space. We will be in the middle and amongst. You might have to crane your neck to look. You might have to turn around to look. You might be looking at the back of Gayatri's head for a bit until she turns around. But we are not playing this straight at theater. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's not going to be lighting front, oh, I can't show my ass to the audience. None of that.
Yeah.
Okay? So you are a fly on the wall and you are watching what is happening in front of you. Don't expect us to always see our eyes and our expression, because that's not going to happen. Okay? You are there amongst us. This is happening in front of you.
Yeah.
Watch it.
It's hard to miss Dominic.
Gee, thanks.
But the idea behind that is very much that you want to demonstrate that it's inextricably entwined with with the audience.
Correct.
And
this is not audience actor. We don't want that. We want, like, you're sitting somewhere. That's why we would have loved to have done it at Barefoot, because you have those tables
where
you're sitting and you're watching something that is happening in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, so...
But, I mean, last year it was still in front of you. This year you're saying it's more
involved.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah. And just to end, this is the second year you've done this?
Second year.
You, Gayatri, said you're committed to doing it at least every year to bring these...
There are a few things we are going to do every year, and this is one of them.
Yeah,
for sure.
So this is on your calendar?
Every first.
If people want to engage with the activities and the work of Grassrooted...
You can go to grassrooted.net.
And everything is up there?
Yeah, and there's internships, volunteers, all those things.
All
how you can engage, all the details are there, how to get in touch, everything.
And in terms of, I suppose, coming from a new media background, how do you capture that which you've done? As far as I know, there is no... capture of last year's work?
There is capture of last year's work, but unfortunately due to...
Capture meaning video or audio?
Video,
okay,
video
with
audio,
yeah, but then
and because of the copyright last year,
okay,
we cannot show it.
Okay.
But this year we will be producing a piece of DVD on V-Day 2012.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and it'll be online, it'll be on YouTube, because we are in control this year. Yeah.
Dominic, I want to end with you, actually. You come, as you yourself said, from an atypical background in production. People know you and adore you on stage.
Thank
but it's for a very different kind of
different.
Performance value to the other theatre companies in the country who are possibly interested in, might be inspired by, want to do something along these same lines, and indeed to your profession.
Yeah.
What would you say you take back from the experience of being part of this, irrespective of what happens on Sunday, just by being part of the production?
Well, I'd be lying if I said I didn't know. I mean, I know what's going on. I've been quite aware, and it's not a shock to me. And what we're doing here is just things that me and my friends, you know, we talk about. But, like, as usual, no one does anything about it. So it's nice, actually, to be able to... And I think a lot of other people should start doing things like this. I mean, everyone just says it's fringe theatre, let's not go. You'll end up with a bitter taste in your mouth at the end of it. You know, let's just go watch a comedy and have a good night. But no, that is not it. If you are a theatre fan, and if you like theatre, and if you want to contribute to society in some way, I think more pieces like this would help. And especially our piece, the one that Gayatri Hans and I are doing.
And by your piece, you mean?
The Onion Tears.
The Onion Tears.
The last piece of the night.
Yeah.
Is set in the middle of the audience, with the audience right around us, and it is like watching an argument happen. It is watching a story take place. It's like stopping on the street while a husband and wife are yelling at each other and actually looking at what's going on. And that is what is so great about this, and I am happy to be a part of it.
And your the dance performance is
Pieces of You
we begin by a dance performance, and then we move on to Singhala English, Singhala, Tamil, English, and then yours.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to this, and I hope that those who come on Sunday will also be inspired to take some of these issues further, not just on ground news, but also with the grassroots work and their site as well. Thanks very much,
cheers,
for joining us today.
Thank you, Sanjana.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sanjana.